So hello fellow English learners, this is today's lesson. Today's lesson is about syllables. So if you are not familiar with the word syllable, go to your dictionary and look it up, and it should have the actual word in your language. If you're not too sure what it means in your language, then you need to have a look in your own dictionary so it can explain it. But the English definition of syllable is a single vowel and sometimes a double vowel and any of the consonants that actually go with it. They can be before or after it. Most of the time the actual vowel is in the middle. So the word sound has two vowels, O and U. Also has the consonant at the start, S, and at the end, N and D. And that is a single syllable. And a lot of other words do have other single syllable pronunciations, like da, chick, school, tool, and then there are many other polysyllable words, and they make up the majority of the English language. So we have remember. So the syllables in remember are re, mem, ba. So re, mem, and ber. So that has three syllables. And then we have the word syllable itself. So we have sil, la, bu. So that is also three syllables. And it's sy, lla, b, le. And those are the actual three syllables. The longer the actual word, the more syllables there are. Like incredible has four syllables. Incredible. Unpremeditated has six syllables. Unpremeditated. That's in American English. In Australian English, it's unpremeditated. So the difference is in the itated. In Australian English, it's itated. In American English, it is itated. Premeditated. So when you actually are learning an English language, you need to take into account the pronunciation that that accent actually uses. So if you wanted to learn just any generic, just English, you just wanted to learn English, then you should probably get pronunciations from a variety of accents. So the major ones will be Northern American English, that includes Northern United States and Canada, probably Southern UK English around London, which is quite similar to the Australian accent, Australian accent's a little bit different. Then we have the Australian accent. New Zealand accent is very similar to the Australian, with some minor vowel pronunciations. Then we have different accents that are around the United States. We, based on geographic regions, also in the United Kingdom, they have the greatest density of accents because English language evolved in the United Kingdom. In Australia, now Australia has different accents. Some people say there is the broad, which is used in the countryside, the cultivated, which is used by the higher class, and just the general, which is used by the middle class Australians. But there are some other accents, like the ethno-linguistic accent, so people who are derived from the Mediterranean region. So we've got people from Lebanon, from Greece, from Italy, have their own different English accent. And these people were brought up in Australia. It's just that their accent is not of the standard accent, the population. And then you have the indigenous populations, the Aboriginals and the Torres Strait Islanders. They have different accents depending on what their first language is, because Australia has over 200 indigenous languages. Probably about 20 of them are actually spoken by quite a few of the original people, and that influences their English accent. But a lot of Aboriginals who grew up in the education system just adopt the general Australian accent. And then we have the accents from people who actually come here. And all of these people actually have their own syllable and pronunciation, which is influenced by their background when they were learning their original English for the first time. And this is what you need to take into account when learning a language. So the basis of today's lesson is, when you're actually learning a word, break it down into its syllables. It makes it easier to pronounce each syllable. And then when you're confident about your pronunciation of the syllable, you can combine them and the word will become more easier for you to pronounce. Anyway, I hope this helps you with your English. And if you have any problems, you can contact me on Australian English 101 on YouTube. Just leave a comment down below on one of my videos. And I'd like to say thank you very much and have an awesome day learning English. And don't be discouraged, because if you can speak your first language, you can learn English. There is no real difference, it just takes practice. Thank you very much and have an awesome time. Bye bye.